Arizona is getting a preview of our increasingly automated future. The country's first commercial driverless taxi service, Waymo, a company that began as a Google project, has just launched its new ride-hailing service here in the Valley. And while it has many excited, KJZZ's Will Stone reports it also has a long way to go.
If you've dreamed of opening an app, entering a destination, and within minutes sliding into an autonomous vehicle, so has Waymo. Since last year, its white minivans, mounted with small turrets and sensors, have shuttled Arizona drivers around the Phoenix area. And once riders get over the novelty, it just becomes part of life, says Waymo's Clem Wright.
Parents who might be taking their kids to soccer practice or to school, instead of being up front driving, they can actually be sitting back, you know, working on homework or catching up with their kids on their day.
Wright's making his pitch inside a slow-moving vehicle on a driverless tour of the suburbs. Shapes and images from the outside world flash on a screen above the dashboard.
You can see these other objects, whether they're pedestrians or vehicles, that we're planning around, and then you can see, hey, okay, the car's gonna take a right here around this corner.
A select group of self-driving enthusiasts have become well acquainted with the experience through the company's early ridership program. Its new service, Waymo One, represents the next stage, a full-fledged commercial ride-hailing app with driverless cars. Or that's the hope. For now, it's only open to a small pool of users within a defined geographic area and with backup drivers. Daniel Chu, director of product at Waymo, explains the slow rollout.
It's important for us to be incremental about our launch. That safety is at the core of everything we do, so we want to be very incremental about that.
At the moment, Waymo One is only available around Phoenix. And Professor David King, who studies transportation at Arizona State University, says that makes sense.
We're an ideal real-world test because we built our cities around making it easy to drive.
King predicts companies like Waymo will stay in test mode for a while, not only for safety reasons.
We don't know what the economics are going to look like for a fleet of robo-taxis driving around, nor do we know if that would be desirable.
But King says expect more driverless vehicles zipping around, just with groceries as cargo instead of humans.
We're willing to accept more failure when it comes to a carton of eggs than a person.
Arizona already knows what failure looks like. In March, an Uber self-driving car hit and killed a pedestrian who was crossing the street with her bike at nighttime. There was a backup driver, but the police report found she was not focused on the road. The death led Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to suspend Uber's testing in the state. And for good reason, says Professor Missy Cummings, who directs Duke University's Humans and Autonomy Lab.
This is still highly experimental technology, and you're putting the public in an experiment every time you put these things on the road.
Experts like Cummings say the Uber crash shows just how far we still have to go. But she says Waymo does have a good track record, and its cautious approach is heartening.
Kudos to them for making sure that this rollout is as safe as possible. It's certainly not a commercially viable service that's going to be given to the broad public anytime soon.
And it shouldn't be, she says, not until there are more regulations. Arizona has two executive orders that spell out the rules for testing, and the vehicles must meet federal safety standards. Kevin Beastie is deputy director for policy at the Arizona Department of Transportation.
When you get down to it, a lot of it is self-certification. You know, none of these states have computer programming experts going through their systems determining whether they're safe or not. Just like we wouldn't go to an auto manufacturer and determine whether their lane departure system is safe or not.
It's a growing challenge for agencies like Beastie's that evolve to regulate people operating on state roadways. So if the vehicle and the driver are the same, how do you test? Beastie says no one knows yet, but
what we have learned is that the more we can cooperate with the developers of this technology, the more it helps us plan and prepare.
And as with so many technologies, Beastie says the rules may come after the advances. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And KJZZ's Lauren Gilger also contributed to this report.